Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
So, you want to keep from becoming a moo-yuck?
Moo-yuck?
A moo-yuck. Yuck. Right?
Yeah.
You can't fall for these scams that are out there. And if you've got something that you've gotten in your inbox and you're just not really sure, is this real? Is it a scam? Call us. Email us. Let us know while we're here on the air.
You can do that through our website, by the way. It's at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for the link that says ask a question or make a suggestion.
You can actually call us through the website?
Sure you could.
Oh.
Because right there it'll show you the phone number. Then what you is can pick up the phone and you could dial 602-277-5827. And that's how you could call us.
Ask us, is this for reals?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go back to callers and emails and all that fun stuff, shall we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
Yes.
Give you some tools to fight those people, those rude, the... Yeah, go ahead.
Some terminology to help you against those geeks. How's that? War driving.
War driving.
Yes. What are you thinking? No, it's not what you're thinking.
I know what it is.
Okay, it's a computer cracking technique.
How do you know it's not what I'm thinking?
Because I know you're thinking you see a bunch of people out in Iraq driving around.
No, because she's psychotic. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a computer cracking technique that basically involves, a hacker driving through a neighborhood with a wireless enabled laptop. And they go and map different houses and businesses that have unsecured wireless access points.
Which I would say is the lion's share of you folks out there that have wireless technology in your homes, and a lot of you in your businesses, because we've done this just to see how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're wide open, folks.
Yeah.
So if you do not have security enabled on your wireless network.
Oh, but I changed the default channel it's on. I'm okay, right?
Yeah, no.
Turn off the broadcast. Encrypt the connection. It's not perfect, but my goodness, if you set it up, if you bought all that stuff at your favorite fill-in-the-blank electronic store, took it all home, plugged it all in, followed the directions, and boom, you had a connection. You were euphoric. Oh my goodness, look it. I can run around the house surfing the internet.
Plug and play really does work.
Well, yeah, you just, let's just say your backside's flapping in the wind and you don't realize it. So please, 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 if you have wireless networking, if you don't know how to do it, get somebody that does to can check to make sure you are secure.
And most importantly, don't be a yuck.
Yeah.
Right. And we have resources showing how to do it.
If you're technical, it shouldn't be very difficult at all.
Guess what? It came with instructions that show you how to do it.
Yes.
But if it's too hard, call somebody. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in a hole deep of...
Deep of? Look for WEP, Wired Equivalent Privacy. And actually, there's a bunch of different security measures now and at different levels. But basically, look in the security section of your manual. Read the manual, RTM. Yep. All right, and our free download of the week?
Free download of the week is Spoofstick.
Spoofstick. Spoof. Now, Jeff Jensen in our on-site division kind of made us aware of this one, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, he's very clever in finding these things.
He probably hasn't woken up yet. It's a little early in the afternoon on a Saturday for him.
What, the sun is warm? He can get up. Now, one of the reasons why this is so cool, this phishing thing we're talking about, one of the things that allows these people to fool you is that if you have an unpatched version of Internet Explorer, you can actually be fooled into thinking the address that you're at is actually the real address, which is...
Because it would look like the real address is how you'd be fooled.
Right in the address bar, it would say Wells Fargo. But in fact, you're actually at some hacker in Russia's site, and you don't even know it because the address bar got fooled.
Yep.
So you need to protect yourself, and here's a great way to do it.
And you can get that free download or the link to it.
Oh, but we didn't explain what Spoofstick is.
Oh, we didn't?
Basically, what it does is...
I was trying
to
set the table.
See, we were preparing.
Yeah.
He set the table.
I'm going to open them with candy.
Yeah, do it nice and quiet right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Shh. Go ahead,
you're
Michael.
You're making our listeners hungry. Spoofstick, basically, it's a browser extension that helps users to detect these fake websites. So if you, once you install it, if you were to go to one of these fake websites, a little thing, a little window comes up and says the actual domain of the website. So let's say you went to the real eBay site, it would come up and say, hey, dude, you're at eBay.
Yeah, and it's actually a toolbar. It's actually part of your toolbar.
And so it actually says, hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
You're
hey,
dude. At, and then fill
or,
in the blank.
Or, yeah. Or dude at.
Or do, yeah, we yes. got to be politically right.
Actually, I heard
there.
That dude was a cross-gender term.
Is
well,
it?
Actually, my
that's right, dude.
My 9, now 10-year-old, and soon to be 11-year-old, has told me for years now that dude is a wart on a pig's butt.
Oh, see, that's not good then.
So what's a dude ranch? Ponder that one, huh?
Yeah, lots of pigs.
Back to, okay, so then if it is a false website, it'll tell you the actual domain of that website, which will not say this is
it'll
eBay.
It'll expose the,
exactly, so oh, it's
good.
Very helpful.
Nice.
It's a very helpful tool.
Thanks, Spoof dude. Stick.
Spoof Stick.
Yeah.
Excellent. Most excellent download there, dude.
All right. Shall we go on to email or the phone or something? Something where we're
we should definitely go on to something. Yeah. I would agree that something is in order. Actually, Shelley writes an email. She says, I'm now using Outlook Express that's supported by Cox. So obviously she has a Cox.net address. She wants to use Microsoft Outlook. It's listed on my desktop, but Cox says they don't support it. A, can I use it? And B, how do I begin using this? Do I have to download something?
No.
No.
Actually, when they say they don't support it, that just means they don't want you to call them with questions about how to use Outlook on their system. Doesn't mean you can't use it. It's just if you use the full-blown Outlook, then you just can't call their support number and say, hey, I need help with Outlook.
Mm-hmm. But
which,
it does support it.
Which actually is not the case, because if you do call and just have a simple question, oftentimes they do help you with that. But
that being said, if you have a newer version of Outlook, like 2003, for example, if you just open Outlook the first time, it's going to recognize, hey, there's no account set up, and you have an account set up in Outlook Express. Would you like me to import all your junk?
Heck yeah.
And you can say, heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Right and go right on. Through that. Now, if you don't have a new version of Outlook, it may not ask you those wizardy kind of questions, and so you may have to go through a little bit of manual configuration, but it involves really just knowing a couple pieces of information. One, your email address, which we assume you know. Two, your username and your password. Your username is the first part of your email address without the @cox.net, and hopefully you know your own password.
Yeah.
And then the third thing it's going to need you to know is the mail servers that you want to send and receive through. And luckily, we know those things. So for you Cox users here in the Phoenix area, the sending or SMTP mail server.
Now, what's SMTP stand for?
Simple Mail Transfer Protocol.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
The SMTP address is... SMTP.west, because we're in the West,
uh-huh.
Dot Cox, because you're on Cox's service, dot right. net.
Which a lot of people throughout the West can use.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then the POP settings, you can actually use the same address, and it'll work for that as well.
SMTP, no, you got to do POP dot...
They're actually the same mail server. But you can do, just be safe, pop.west.cox.net, because they may change that in the future.
Let's be official.
If they did, then you'd be good.
And you know what? Even though it says they don't support it, I'll bet you if you called and said, hey, I'm just trying to set up Outlook, they'd walk you through it.
They do, yeah.
In fact, they give you instructions on how to set it up at their support site, which is support.cox.net, because they realize that some people may use non-standard browsers.
Man, you're a walking, talking Cox propaganda machine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just had to deal with this a few times.
Yeah,
so.
A few hundred million times. How many people have we set up on this thing, right?
Yeah.
Just twice.
Yeah. To the phones?
To the phones.
To the Batmobile.
Go, and Abe, who has a Gateway laptop and has some ailments, and he wants to know, hey, fix me up, dude.
Abe, what's ailing you?
Not Abe, Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Okay, we're going to go break Chad's fingers.
How about we call you Alejandro, just to be safe?
How about Jerome?
Jerome's always good.
Chad the Spaz,
how
what
about,
are we going to do?
How about Dude?
Dude, what's up, Dave?
Well, here's my problem. He got confused with the laptop. I do have a laptop, but that's not my main problem. I have a Linksys wireless router hooked up so that my desktop PC will hook up to the internet.
All right.
And I have discovered that my nice little Linksys router croaks all over itself as soon as I pick up my telephone.
Because you have a 2.4 gigahertz phone, probably, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
And I have a 2.4 gigahertz router.
Right.
Yes,
I have people in my apartment complex who also have
correct
aforementioned routers and telephones.
Correct.
One of the fun love-hate relationship things we have with wireless networking.
Yeah.
And not to mention some microwave ovens.
So, I have said I have to solve this problem, so I just went out to my friendly family electronics store and bought a Wireless A router and adapter.
Right.
Which supposedly operates on 5 gigahertz.
Sure.
Which has all its own fun.
And there are also plenty of phones now that operate at the 5 gigahertz frequency, so you're not out of the woods yet.
Mm-hmm.
He is right.
So here's my question for you guys. How do I get out of the woods so that every time I pick up my phone, my computer doesn't shut me off?
That's a real easy one. You run a length of Cat 5 wire from the computer.
Yeah. Or you get rid of your cordless phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can actually try experimenting a little bit with the Linksys products that you have. Mm-hmm. They allow you to set up different channels, and I believe by default it's set to channel 6 with Linksys. If you go into the configuration settings of both the wireless access point and the wireless network cards that are on your machines, you have to change both of them, but you might try playing around, and usually they let you play with like anywhere from 8 to 10 different channels.
1 through 11 on most of those, so go with the top or the bottom, because that gets you furthest away from the middle, which is where everybody is generally. The problem is a lot of these 2.4 gigahertz cordless phones, what they do is, and some of them you'll see like little lights flashing down when you first hit talk, you know, try to get a dial tone. It starts scanning all the frequencies to see which one it can use. So you might check to see if your phone has some way to be set at a particular channel on that frequency, or if
this
it's...
This is a digital phone, so it doesn't have that.
Okay, well, it still does its own little checking for what's available, and that's part of the problem. You're operating in an unregulated frequency, which means anything and everything that wants to use that frequency can't. Here's another fun thing. You said you live in an apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
The minute your neighbor puts one in his apartment, it's going to start combating with your access point.
In fact, if you haven't secured your access point, your neighbor can just go ahead and cancel his payment to the ISP and just use yours.
Now, mine is secured.
Good.
Yep.
But I did that a long time ago.
Abe, that joke I made
Dave.
About the wire?
Dave.
No, Abe.
Oh, that's right, Abe.
Says
Abe.
Alejandro, Jerome, whatever your name is. That suggestion I made about the wire, I'm not kidding. That's the only way, because you can get it all working this month, and then a new neighbor moves in next door. And then all bets are off again.
Yep.
Or you can sneeze and it'll stop working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wireless technology, it's just like your cell phone. You own a cell phone, I take it.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever had a situation where it worked perfectly every time you wanted to use it?
Yeah. It worked pretty good for me.
Yeah, but there are times when, especially when you're... Yeah. You're trying to hook
it
up
sure
on
it. It sure does take pictures good, though.
It's a wireless technology. Wireless is not perfect.
Uh-huh.
So if you want it to work every time with no intrusions, I would seriously think about, is there a way that I can get a wire? You know, they're not that thick.
Well, that's...
Get that wire from your router to your desktop, and you'll never have a wireless issue again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We promise.
Okay, now, then let me bounce this off of you, then, because my laptop, which is also running off the same modem to Cox, is hardwired.
Okay.
And yet it's suffering the same problem.
Then you probably need...
It is wired through the router.
Right. You probably need to do a firmware update on the router.
Okay.
Do you know how to do that?
I'm assuming that would require going to Linksys...
Correct.
...homepage or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Go through some steps of the software or downloads or support section area and find... You're going to have to flip your router over and find the exact... Not only the model number, but there might be a revision number.
Mm-hmm.
Pay very close attention because different revisions require different firmware. But you would download the latest. There's some simple instructions they walk you through on flashing.
Updated, yes.
Make sure if there's any special settings you've made, you write those things down or you know those settings before, because oftentimes it'll reset your router back to the default like it came from the store.
Oh, not often. Every time. I've done the firmware upgrade 3 times on my various Linksys routers.
And that wipes out your...
I had some performance issues very similar to what you were having, and one of the firmware upgrades did actually help with its consistency in being not so cranky.
Mm-hmm.
I think they called it the Angry Spirit firmware upgrade. Because it definitely...
Or this fixes it to make it actually work properly.
Sometimes.
Upgrade.
More than
thing.
Than before. But I had a very similar issue with my neck of the woods. There's 5-6 different remote or access points within range of my desktop. So in addition to that, I wrote a column a while back, and you can see it in the archives at computerproblems.com, where you can tell Windows XP to stop looking for it, because every few minutes it goes and checks to see if there's anything new.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
But the problem that you pointed out in that article was that every time you shut down your computer and start it up again, you got to go in and do it again.
Well, you just have to tell it, you know, it automatically starts up.
Yeah.
Once it connects, you got to say, stop! Don't, stop looking! But that's not the problem you're having. You're having problems with the fact that your kind of in a wireless jungle there.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people kind of throwing stuff at you. So make those modifications that we suggested. Try the firmware upgrade. And if that doesn't work, get that wire run.
But in your opinion, then, the wireless A router is not going to solve my problem.
It's going to change your problem.
It will. I just spent $250 to try to fix my problem.
The check engine light will go from red to yellow.
Ah.
There's still a possibility. You've got less of a chance of getting interrupted, so since you have it, try it. And if you don't find that it's really doing much for you, then return it quickly.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Yeah, folks, what you got to understand is wireless means I don't really want to work all the time.
Most of the time. Sometimes.
Yeah. It just really depends on the situation.
We're way overdue for a break, so we're going to take it. When we come back, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
Give me a break.